This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. After 16 years as an emergency room nurse, Mary Lightfine was ready for a change. So when she had the opportunity to sign on for a year as a volunteer in Somalia back in 1992, she jumped at it. But what she found when she arrived was not at all what she expected.
As I stepped off the plane, a furnace blast of heat nearly knocked me over. Stepped off the plane, looked around and saw buildings riddled with bullet holes. Didn't hear a single child laughing or people talking. All I heard were bursts from AK-47s.
And the hospital where she was to work was even worse.
It was a former 700-bed teaching hospital, but nearly all the doctors had fled. All the beds, all the equipment, everything had been stolen. No plumbing, no running water, no working toilets, no garbage collection, no windows. And I found 700 ill and injured people moaning, crying, flies covering their bodies and wounds. There were no medical records. It was overwhelming. And not only that, the stench was awful.
Still, by teaming up with the Somali staff, they were able to begin making some progress.
We started talking to the Somalis through interpreters to figure out what is it that we could actually do. How could we save some lives? And together, we started some first aid training. We trained people how to give anesthesia and change dressings and made up little patient records and had the patients maintain their own records. It was their responsibility to hold the record, and we would make notes on it so someone else took a look at them. They could decide what needed to be done later.
They also drew on the knowledge and experience of nearby teams from Doctors Without Borders, an organization that Mary later joined and worked for. Eventually returning to the United States, Lightfine was confronted anew by Americans' widespread ignorance and indifference to the outside world. She soon launched her own organization in response.
I thought it would be a good idea to start an organization for people who were not yet professionals to travel overseas to work together with local communities to not only help them, but to learn about their culture, their people, and their language. I call it reverse colonialism. I don't send people abroad to tell others how to do something right. I send people abroad to learn from them and then offer what they might have professionally in exchange.
Lightfine calls her organization Nurses Without Boundaries. Having chronicled her Somali experiences in a book, the title is Nurses, Nomads, and Warlords, she's also become a popular public speaker and will talk to students at Sonoma State University tomorrow evening. In these appearances, Mary says she has one basic message to impart.
One person can make a difference in the lives of others. Just by listening, just by showing you care to one other individual, you can change their lives. You can prevent a suicide. You can make new friends. You can learn about culture. Throughout my lecture, I point out different scenarios where one person can make a difference and they don't actually ever have to leave their own country to do so.
Not only that, she adds, but there are many ways to do that without having to fly halfway around the world. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.